You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Terry Barr with this local news update. If you're a Packers or Brewers season ticket holder, there's a new consumer alert, and you'll want to check your account to be sure your tickets haven't been stolen. Officials with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection say sports fans across Wisconsin are reporting their season tickets have been transferred out of their accounts by scammers. It's not known how many fans may be impacted, and officials say this type of theft isn't common. So again, check your ticket account. We continue to track updates on the 24 cases of measles reported in Oconto County. And now the state has a new way for you to keep up with the numbers. Joanne Krulutz explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard aimed at keeping residents informed on the spread of measles cases in the state. The dashboard will be updated on Tuesdays and Fridays to include a current total case count, overall vaccination rates, and if there are any measles-related deaths. The dashboard can be located on the agency's Outbreaks and Investigations webpage.
And while vaccines can be a good defense in trying to keep your kids healthy now that everybody's back to school, Dr. Casey Freimiller says there's something else your kids can do. Wash their hands.
Using soap and water and a quality amount of time. We talk about singing the ABCs. It really goes a long way to getting all the dirt and grime and the viruses and bacteria that can kind of be harbored on our hands. And frequently, after using the bathroom, before eating, after playing outside.
Remind your kids to cover their mouths when they cough or sneeze to stop the spread of germs in the classroom. A state panel reviewing David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson is overturned. There is no decision at this time. There's a similar claim by his brother Robert Bintz that also has not been decided. The Bintzes were convicted back in 2000 for Lyson's murder. DNA testing of another suspect, William Hendricks, led to their convictions being overturned last year. Meantime, within the last year, a new program added an alert specifically for missing kids, and we now know it's helped save children in our area. Melissa Kay has all the numbers.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
And a unique piece of Packers merchandise is for sale, and it's just in time for Thursday night football and what's being called the Winter Warning at Lambeau Field. The Pro Shop has white cheese heads, no yellow, specially made for this game. Green Bay will be wearing its whiteout uniforms and matching white helmets when they play Washington in the primetime matchup.
The search for a school superintendent in Green Bay, what will be the third in 5 years, is slated to get underway next month. The Green Bay School Board approved a new firm to lead the search at their meeting last night, reports the Press Gazette. CESA 7 will lead the search. They're expected to cost less than $15,000. They also gave some updates on school constructions that are made possible by a referendum last year. More than half of referendum dollars have been bid or contracted. Construction on Washington Middle School is mostly complete, and Star Elementary is starting to take shape. The West Side School was renamed earlier this year for Bart and Cherry Star. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Harlem Globetrotters are turning 100. They're coming to Green Bay in December, the start of their centennial season tour. They announced their stops yesterday. They'll be at the Resch Center December 30th. And if you live in De Pere, Friday is the deadline to have a tree planted by the city outside your home. Chances are good it'll be planted if there's space in your parkway and there are no obstructions. You can have your pick of Gladiator Crab Apple or Triumph Elm or State Street Maple or seven other kinds of trees. They're expected to be planted at the end of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country. I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but, you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Last week, I said that summer blockbuster season at the theaters was officially over, but it appears that no one told The Conjuring last rites. Prognosticators guesstimated that the film would pull in roughly $80 million worldwide. The film opened in first place this past weekend, surpassing the predicted amount in the U.S. alone with $83 million and pulled in $187 million worldwide. Good for the third largest opening ever domestically or globally for a horror film. For Warner Brothers, this was their eighth number one opening of the year and the seventh film in 2025 that has opened with a take of more than $40 million, something no studio has ever achieved, according to Deadline. Hamilton opened in limited release and came in second place with $10 million, and it was more horror as Warner Brothers' Weapons came in third place and now has raked in $143 million in 5 weeks. Freakier Friday and Caught Stealing finished in fourth and fifth place, respectively. If you're looking for a documentary that will make your life look pretty boring, check out AKA Charlie Sheen, a new doc that drops on Netflix this week. The Inside Look is a two-parter that explores his three marriages, movie career where his credits include Platoon, Wall Street, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and the hit sitcom Two and a Half Men. The 60-year-old Sheen also talks about his various addictions, mental health breakdown in 2011, where he claims to have had tiger blood, and is firing from Two and a Half Men for drug use. And Sheen is well aware that anytime you self-promote with a new movie or book, you do need spicy new material. So the actor is now saying he has also had sex with lots of men, and it all started when he was smoking crack. I tip my hat to the producers who somehow managed to cram all that into just two parts. AKA Charlie Sheen drops September 10th on Netflix. Video killed the radio star, but it's also responsible for an award show called the Video Music Awards. 2025's big event took place Sunday night. The night's big video star winners were Lady Gaga, who brought home 4 VMAs, including Artist of the Year, and Ariana Grande, who brought home 3 awards and won the prestigious Video of the Year award for her song Brighter Days Ahead. Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 76, was honored with a performance by Aerosmith and two guys I've never heard of, but I'm sure they're very talented. Sabrina Carpenter also took home 3 awards, and Bruno Mars was a 2-time winner. Mariah Carey performed a special medley, and Ricky Martin won the Video Vanguard Award. The good news is, if you missed the broadcast, that means you didn't have to watch it. Kidding aside, if you're interested, check out the highlights for the VMAs online. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.